morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you. I give you all the glory for just who you are. Now, God, I ask that you would have thine own way on today. Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Father God, I ask that you would heal, deliver, and set the captive free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn them to Mark, the 10th chapter, the 29th and the 30th verse. Mark 10, 29 and 30. It says, "And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brother or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, and he shall receive and inherit an 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is persecution. We all love to be blessed, to see new doors open, to have our business take off, to have our ministries go forth, to meet the right people, to move into a new house. But the blessing of God doesn't come by itself. Jesus told his disciples, "I'm going to bless you with houses and relationships and success." But the favor will stir up, listen to me well, jealousy, competition, and envy in certain people who will oppose you. So the question is whether you can handle the persecution. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Whether you can handle being misunderstood, talked about, left out, criticized. People of God, don't get upset and don't get offended when it happens. It's not about you. It's about the blessing and the anointing that is on your life. To be blessed on the greater level will lead the persecution to a greater level. Come on here, somebody. To be blessed on a greater level will lead to persecution on a greater level. The higher you go, the greater the devils. So the promise of the provision and the reward for those who follow Christ in these verses says, while the cost of following Jesus Christ is high, Jesus takes time to assure the disciples that all who suffer loss in following him will receive back far more than what they lost, both now and also in the future. So right now, while many will lose relationships in following Jesus, he gives us a great promise that there is a far more better family to be gained than will be lost. Come on here, somebody. So when we are united with Jesus Christ, we are united to all those who are his, and thereby we gain a large family. And you can read Mark, the 3rd chapter, 31 through the 35th verses. The person who leaves houses and lands and family for Christ's sake and for the gospel can do so knowing that they will gain fellowship with other believers, and also a welcome in the houses and the lands of other believers. Come on here, somebody. So with persecution, in the list of the blessing for those who follow Christ Jesus, there is an odd addition. It shall be persecution shall come upon you. Persecution. And many of us don't like to be persecuted. Come on here now. It's just time to get real. You don't like to be talked about, and you definitely don't like to be lied on. But Jesus reminds us that life in the family of God isn't without difficulty. When Jesus was on this earth, he was talked about, he was lied on, he was misunderstood. Anytime you doing a work for Christ, you're going to be misunderstood. Y'all have to look at it like this. We are a peculiar people. Come on here, somebody. So as part of the family of God, we may be hated by the world. But if you leave your family for the sake of the gospel, you are given a new family. But this family is a family that will also expect to face persecution. Ooh, y'all better get this. Y'all better get this. This is not the time to give up on God. This is not the time to say, I'm done because I'm tired of being misused. I'm tired of being talked about. No, this is the time to go further. The future reward of following Jesus Christ is the ultimate hope of all those who follow Jesus has eternal life. A reward that should change the way we live today. Many of us are guilty of paying far more attention to things that are temporary than we do on the things that are eternal. If we truly understand what awaits us, it should free us from the grip that we are tempted to place on the things that are temporary. And I want you to look at Philippians 1, 21 through 23. People of God, you have to pass the test of overlooking insults. We are in a season where God is instructing us to do what he called us to do. Many of you have made up your mind, for God I live, for God I die. You are in a season where everybody that is connected to you are not meant to go all the way with you. Speak, Holy Ghost. Some of them are only meant to go halfway with you, and they will fall off. Because everybody is not ready to go deeper into the Word of God, to go deeper into the things of God. Everybody, everyone, some of them is not ready to sell out. Some of them is not ready to give a complete sacrifice of their life. It's meaning that, God, I'm no longer my own. Anywhere you tell me to go, I'll go. Whatever you tell me to say, I say. If you tell me to leave my family and join a new family, yes, that's what happens. God will give you a new family. You are into the kingdom family. Come on here, somebody. And once you in the kingdom family, you are going to be persecuted. As long as you live, you're going to be persecuted for Christ's sake. My God, to thee. But we have to pass the test of being overlooked, of being ostracized, of receiving insults. And I just want to drop this in your spirit. No, being saved does not mean you are somebody's doormat. Come on here, somebody. The Holy Ghost will give you the right words to say at the right time. Come on here, somebody. Ignoring what people are saying, not paying attention to the critics. See, you got to keep your focus, and you cannot pay attention to those who try to discredit you, your name, and your character. Didn't God say vengeance is his, he shall repay? Come on here, somebody. So what the Holy Ghost is saying on this morning is don't waste your time trying to make someone be for you who's never going to be for you. Don't waste your time of worrying about who done left you. Because God had to remove some people out of your life. Because if that he didn't, you wouldn't even go forth to the next dimension God has for you. Don't worry about that. And always remember, you don't need the approval of man when you have the approval of the Almighty God. I felt that. You don't need the approval of people when you know God has called you. You don't need the approval of people when you know God has given you an assignment that only you and him had that conversation, because they wasn't there when you and God was talking. They wasn't there. And no, you're not going to be understood. But you're going to keep your focus. You're going to hear what the Spirit is saying. But I want you to take persecution. I want you to take it, but I want you to praise your way on. Just say, Lord, this is another crown that I have to endure to say yes to your will. I will accept it. And God will teach you how to accept it to where you won't lose your focus, that you will continue to do what God has called you to do. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for the favor that you have placed on our lives and for every blessing that you given us, God. And even when we do not deserve it, God, you still bless us. Now, Father God, help us to handle any persecution that may come from those who cannot handle what you are doing in our lives. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. God, we glorify you. And Lord God, I declare that, Lord God, your approval is all that we need. And we will look to you, God, for everything we go to do. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Remember, the persecution is beneficial. It's a blessing. Well, on April the 7th, we are having the last seven sayings of Jesus Christ. It's Good Friday at Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. It will begin at 11 a.m. The speakers for that event is Minister Sandra Norris, Evangelist Paulette Tony, Pastor Reginald Jackson, Minister Millicent Rubin, Bishop Raymond Enette, Evangelist Cynthia Enette. This where the host pastor is, Pastor Elvira Breville. Come on out and hear these dynamic speakers, the last seven sayings of Jesus Christ. April the 7th, 11 a.m. I'm telling you, God has a word for you. And each speaker has 15 minutes, but you know, whatever the Holy Ghost lead them to do, they are going to follow. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. And I also invite you to visit my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. Continue to pray for me, as I will be praying for you. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164. Or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com.